It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB founder and CEO Craig Karmazin.
You want your core players who one day you're going to be hoping they re-sign, and they could look back and say, wow, you know what? My organization gave me a voice. I was able to meet my coach.
Fridays with Mo.
I have such trust in you guys. I'm not sure about Ashley.
Well, Gabe,
so
for sure. You asked him about hiring.
I would be very comfortable lending money for an experiment that could then be returned. Harper's right here. She does not trust you as much.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So, Craig, how should I go about taking out the panel of the sidewalk if I do, in fact, have to take the pipe that comes from my sump pump out?
So you call your assistant, and then it magically happens. I mean, that's what happened with my treadmill. It was broken, and I called someone, and then I went back downstairs, and then it was fixed. It's amazing.
That
it was very satisfying.
Amazing.
Man. I don't know
must
if it's,
be a magician.
I don't know if it's as satisfying as fixing it yourself, but I'm sure it is somewhere on the satisfying spectrum.
But on the satisfying front, and we're going to stay away from talking about what happens at the gas station in Illinois when we talk about satisfying.
We appreciate that. It's a family show.
Until I was single, I had never made a meal without a microwave. And the first time I made chicken fingers and buttered noodles and just a fruit on the side.
This is for Harper, right? Yeah, thank you. I wanted to make sure that these are not the meals you're
regularly consuming.
What's
wrong with chicken fingers and buttered noodles?
Yeah, what are we taking out? Chicken tendies?
Elitist here?
I mean, fingers and buttered noodles and fruit is definitely a child's meal.
Sounds like a lovely dinner.
Well, I'd be lying if it wasn't for two, but yes. But the first time I was able to do that, I felt like getting those all timed to be ready at the same time, I had done brain surgery in my mind. It was so satisfying, and I took pictures of it. I called my mom. I called my ex. I wanted to start a food blog. There was something satisfying for me about that didn't feel basic, that felt like, wow, I have pulled off something pretty special.
See, now I've battled with Craig for years over this. He's never mowed a lawn. He doesn't even know how to start a lawnmower. Never shoveled snow.
Well, starting lawnmowers.
I've shoveled snow.
You've never
shoveled snow.
Take him to school.
I never had a limo in my life, that I owned. I've been in a limo. but I have never, that is not the life. I went to public school growing up. And I took the school bus to school every day. But I have not, as an adult, shoveled snow ever because I lived in apartments until
Such
I was
a liar.
30. What?
Your uncle, you got nothing. Now, Craig's uncle is a man's man, right? Was he
uncle
a postal
Butch.
Carrier?
Yeah. Uncle Butch.
Uncle Butch? Uncle
yeah.
Butch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't
yeah.
want to mess with him. Uncle
no.
Butch pumps iron.
Yeah.
He's a man's
just based
man.
Just based on the name, I don't want to mess with Uncle Butch.
Uncle Butch still does 3 reps of 55 push-ups every morning.
Yes.
Uncle Butch is the man.
Yes. I don't know what happened to you. You definitely didn't get any Uncle Butch in you.
No, I do. Uncle Butch says I got some of him in me.
You
I do.
Think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does it come out? How does it manifest itself?
I mean, I think you've seen it on the basketball court, Gabe. I mean,
yeah. Oh, God. All right, what'd you think of the game last night?
I thought it was great.
I'm just going to let me preface this, Craig. I am out on the regular season. I don't care, like I said the other day, if they beat the Lakers by 100 or lose to the worst team in the league. It
you
really
said 407
doesn't matter.
No, 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 no. I just want you guys to be aware of what you've done. Gabe just fist pumped over there when Chewy said he's out on the regular season, as though it means, I agree with you, Gabe, the regular season doesn't matter. What Chewy has actually done is he has manipulated the situation into now not having to watch a single game all regular season, and that his justification is, it doesn't matter.
You know
Gabe
what?
Told me it doesn't matter.
Damn it, I'm busted.
I respect it, Chew.
So give me your take.
By the way, that backed up like what I always tell Harper about the brains. I always tell her like, yeah, girls' brains are like really developed and boys' brains are going to take like a lot longer to develop. And like that was exactly what we just saw there. Chewy says something. Gabe is fist pumping, thinking he's got his way. And Jen, in a second, can analyze that Chewy's trying to manipulate
what them. Doesn't have my back. Wow, that's shocking.
That's why you're not on a show with him anymore, yeah. Chew. You've got a family here that has your back.
Half the time.
14%.
What was so fun to see was Drew Holiday, who was so rusty and struggled so much in the game Tuesday night. You know, passes deflected, his shot wasn't there, he just wasn't there. To see him just in the flow, in the rhythm, and to see the confidence he had to take that shot at the end of the game. I think there's always been the question, you know, is Giannis the closer? Oh, well, is it Chris? Well, then you know it's only Chris. I think what this year was about was bringing in a third player, you know, who could be a stronger three in a big three. And I think last night was a step in that.
Well,
and
I don't think
that's
it was
why
even,
it was exciting.
I don't even think it was limited to last game. I think in yesterday's game, he was a little rusty. It wasn't the greatest performance by him. He certainly isn't back up to where you would want him to be throughout most of the game. And yet, even those struggles that Drew Holiday had didn't keep him from taking that shot, right? He wasn't questioning whether or not he could contribute in that moment.
Well, it wasn't just that, right? It was the ability to, you know, down two, you know, strip Ja Morant at the top of the key. And you just saw him on both sides. It was like validation of everything that you're doing. And the way, you know, there was all this anxiety and stress that a lot of people had around Giannis's re-signing. You know, I hope that what Drew Holiday does over the next month or so allows people to see how important his re-signing and his extension will be to this team. Because these three, again, I believe match up incredibly well with the Nets' big three and put the Bucks in position where once Chewy begins to focus on the Bucks, we're going to see a team that's going to be extremely competitive with anybody in the NBA playoffs.
What's it been like to be at a game?
I really think the Bucks lost the first game or two, and really the first game, because of how bad it was to have fans in the stands. I think, you know, they came back from that long West Coast trip. They had gotten their flight canceled on a Sunday night, coming back from Oklahoma City. So they ended up coming back Monday. They'd been on the road all that time. They have Toronto on a Tuesday. I'm sure they were expecting a boost from fans in the stands. And then it was just so awkward. I mean, there were like 50 of us there, and it was supposed to be like, I don't know, 250. Maybe it was 250. It felt like 50. The fake crowd noise was louder than anything you could hear. You weren't allowed to stand up. Like, it was just awkward. And then, like, you just get used to it. And I think the fact that there were 8 games in a row, and by the time you got up to 10% capacity, it actually just felt like you're back at the Bradley Center. Like, so, you know, it cost $550 million to build Fiserv Forum, and then it took one global pandemic to turn it back into the Bradley Center. And so I think that's what it is. It just feels like a arena now with no vibe, but it at least feels like an arena that has some fans in it.
Craig, what's your take on Philly? I mean, they won a huge game this week beating Utah. Do they scare you more than Brooklyn?
They don't unless they trade, and I think I'm allowed to say this. We'll see if I
Let's
get fined for this one.
Chewy, your dream can come true.
Oh, God, I'm all giddy. Go ahead.
I mean, if they were to trade for a certain point guard on the Raptors who is from Philadelphia, no, it's not us trading. I could say it. If Kyle Lowry ends up on Philly, they scare me. That's the scenario where they scare me because he is such a winner. He's such a tough player. You put him with that nucleus that they have, you know, the way Tobias Harris has played all first half with, you know, with Simmons and Embiid. You put Kyle Lowry as the head on that snake. I am then, you know, if you can keep that core together with Lowry, then I'm, then they scare me. At this point, they don't scare me.
Greg, thanks
as always.
But
they're a great team.
They're a great team. Thanks as always for joining the show. We appreciate you. And make sure you get your assistant something nice, huh?
Anyone who wants buttered noodles, come on over. I'm really, really good at it now.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.